Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Vav. Yevamos daf Vav, we are on Heima Beis, and we are in the continuation of the sugya of Ase Docha Los Ase. We are on Heima Beis, 6 lines up from the bottom, Ella Itzrich. So we spent a day and a half, if you remember, on figuring out what the makar is for general Ase Docha Los Ase in Kala Torakula, and we ended up saying that according to everyone, it's Kilayim B'tzitzis. That is the makar. We took a little detour on yesterday's daf, suggesting maybe it has to do with Hakafa, Peyus by Mitzora, by Nazir, but we ended up saying that we're going back to Mitzitzes and Mitzora. So we said, fine, that's Ase Docha Los Ase, but what we're interested in is Ase Docha Los Ase Sheish Bokares. After all, on Daf Gimel, we had a Makar, we had a special source in the Torah, why by Yibum you do not say Ase Docha Los Ase Sheish Bokares. So the question is, if you need a special source for that, it must be that generally it is Mutter, meaning you would say Ase Docha Los Ase Sheish Bokares. And the Pazak has to come along and tell me, well, not by Yibum, if a daughter falls to her father in Yibum, you do not do Yibum there. And you have a Pasuk. So the Gemara now is looking for a source. Where do you see in general that you would say, Ase Docha Los Ase Sheish Bokares? So says the Gemara, Ella. Ella Itzrich, you still need it. You need the Pasuk by Yibum to tell you it's Asur, because I would have said it's Mutter based on the following. Salkada the Chamina. Tasi mi kibud avaim. I will learn it from Kibud Avaim. Tosfos discussed it on yesterday's daf also, if you remember. Tasi mi kibud avaim. Why don't I learn it from Kibud Avaim? Did Tanya, because the Brisa says, Yocho ye kibud avaim. Doche Shabbos, you might think that if my father tells me to be Mechalel Shabbos, I have to listen. You might think that Kibud Avaim is Docha Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, Ish Imo, Vaviv, Tirau, Veshapsosai Tishmaru. Says the Pasuk at the beginning of Kedoshim, you should be in awe of your parents. Imo, Vaviv, Tirau, Veshapsosai Tishmaru, and keep Shabbos. And Chazal wonder, what is the juxtaposition? Why are those two phrases put in the same Pasuk? Shabbos and awe of parents. Kolchem chayim bichvodi, to include that everyone, even your parents, are chayiv, says Hashem, in my kavod. Meaning, and therefore, if your father tells you to be b'chal Shabbos, as we know, we are not allowed to listen, because they're also chayiv in my kavod. So what's the case here? What is the possibility that the Torah has to go out of its way and say, no, don't listen to your parents? My lav, da'amar le, shchot li basheli. Aren't we talking about a case of an Isser d'oraisa sheyesh bokares, where my parents, asked me to shecht something on Shabbos, to cook something on Shabbos, right? Those are the two examples given, right? I guess not as common as plow for me on Shabbos, but cooking and shechting mean they want to eat something. So, says the Gemara, that's a case where we're not allowed to listen to our parents. V'tayma d'katzav rachmanesh apsosai tishmoru. And we darshan now, that the only reason why we say it's usur, why we don't listen to our parents in that case, is because there's a special pasuk in Chumash. Esh apsosai tishmoru, keep Shabbos, even if your parent tells you otherwise. Halav hachi tachi. Mashma, without that limud, we would have said, kibud avaim is docha. Asi docha lo sase, even though it is Yesh bo kares. So this is the makar. This is the makar for normally we might have said Asi docha lo sase yesh bo kares, and that's why Yibum has to come along. The Torah has to come along by Yibum and say that it is not docha. So that is the suggestion. A couple of points. Number one, the Maariv Chayis here discusses, remember up above we had, well, if you have an Asay Lifnei HaDibur, so then it's not a good Makar, as we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua yesterday. Because if there's an Asay given before by Maariv Sinai, so how do you know that it's given even with the Lo Sasay? Maybe it's given alone, and it only applies when there's an Asay, but if there's a Lo Sasay also, then you wouldn't be Docha. So ask the Maariv Chayis, and that Pnei Yeshua, there's no Pnei Yeshua on Yevamos, we have a Pnei Yeshua on Kiddushin. So in Kiddusha, that's where he makes that comment. So, ask the Maariv Chayis here, Kibud Avaim was given to us in Mara. That was a little bit before our Har Sinai. So, the question is, isn't that also an Asay Shelfnei HaDibur? That's the Maariv Chayis' Ha'ara here. Don't you have the same question as we had earlier? Okay, we're going to reject this in the end anyway. But that's his discussion here, as he gets into the discussion of Nitzra Torah v'Nischat Shehalacha, learning Halacha from before Maariv Har Sinai. The Ksos, we haven't done too many Ksoses recently, Ksos on is mostly on the Nizik and Masechlis. Says the Ksos is Simon Sadi Zayin, also talking about the mitzvah of Kibbut of Aim. Says the Ksos, quoting the Shuvah of the Rashba. We mentioned the Shuvah of the Rashba a couple days ago. The Shuvah of the Rashba, Chelik Aleph Simon Yud Ches, that is one of the major sources for brachos on mitzvos. What is the rule? When do we say a bracha? When do we not say a bracha? And the Ksos quotes, what about a bracha on the mitzvah of tztaka and matnes aniyim and halva'a? Why is there no bracha on all of these mitzvos? So one suggestion given is because they all have to do with somebody else. If somebody else could say no to my mitzvah, then how can I say a bracha? I could say a bracha, asher k'neshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivado al mitzvah tztaka. And I'll give it to the Ani and he'll say, you giving me this? Come on! Last time you gave me triple and I'll leave. Right? That he won't take it. I just made a bracha a mitzvah. It's a bracha matala. What the mitzvah is trying to? Hashem says, oh, it's as if you did it. No, that works like in a hashkafic sense or even upstairs, but not down here if I make a bracha a mitzvah. So there any mitzvah that it has to do with someone else, so then you don't make a bracha. That's also Derech Agav, why the Ravid says that by marriage, we make the bracha after marriage. That's not what we pass. We make the bracha before marriage. But the Ravid says you make the bracha afterwards. Brachas Erisin, why? Maybe she'll say no. Maybe she'll get cold feet right under the chuppah. So you can't make a bracha beforehand. So we assume that if she's under the chuppah, and the caterer, and the photographer, everybody's there, she's not going to say no now. Right, so we can take our chances, a little risk. We can take it beforehand. But that is the Rashba's suggestion here. And therefore the mitzvah could be uprooted, the asay, the mitzvah could be uprooted and not done, and therefore no bracha. And the Ksos quotes that also shows that it is somewhat weaker of a mitzvah in terms of dechia. If you have a mitzvah that might not take place because it is tali b'das acherim, that also he quotes sources that might not be strong enough for ase dochalos ase. So says the Ksos. So what about kibbut of aim? That's also why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of kibbut of aim as our Gemara discusses here? Well, one of the reasons is because my parents might be mochel. Nah, it's okay, thanks, it's fine. Right, most parents b'zman hazeh are mochel on the halacha of a child standing up when they walk into the room. It's halacha shulchan aruch. Parent walks into the room, I have to stand up. So most parents say, sit down, right? They're mochel, right? So it's, the Ksos says, happening to the Gemara here and elsewhere. Discuss, ase dochalosa, say the context of kibbut of aim, it's kind of a inferior, not inferior in a negative sense, but a type of mitzvah that might not be strong enough to say ase dochalosa, say, right? Because of Efshar limchal. Hol ve'efshar l'me'ekar sha'afshar machal kvodo kvodo machal. V'ze'atam b'halvao b'tztaka. That's what he's a little bothered why kibbut of aim is discussed here. So he says, you know what you have to say? Even though kibbut of aim is weaker in that sense, but it's also stronger. V'yesh lomar, v'efshar lomar, d'shayni kibbut of aim, t'hukash kvodam l'kvodam makom. Kibbut of aim is compared to kavod Hashem. Right, the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel or so, right, the Mitzvah in Parshas Yisro, where the Chinuch says, one of the reasons for Kibbut of Aim is for me to recognize Hakar Satov to my parents, Hakar Satov for the third partner in my creation, and that is Kvod Hashem. Right, that's what one of the major reasons for Kibbut of Aim is. So that's why, says the Ksos, beginning of mitzvah in Simen Sadi Zayin, even though it's weaker in Efshar Lameakra, but it is stronger in that it's compared to Kvod Hamakom. And that's why he says, Kein Libracha, and that's why he says, the whole suggestion is maybe you should make a bracha on it, even though it is not as strong. Okay, that is the Ksos in terms of Kibbut of Aim being possibly Matzi L'Makra. All the Achronim, Rebbe Elchanan, at the end of Kedusha discusses this. How strong of a mitzvah do you need to say Asi Dochalos Ase? What about if it's a mitzvah that Mitzvah Sase Shol Rishus? It's a mitzvah that you don't have to tzitzis. The whole discussion is tzitzis. We mentioned that at the beginning of the whole sugya. You don't even have to do tzitzis. If you're wearing a mega dal kafos, then do the tzitzis. What if you have another mitzvah shel, what we would say, kiyum? What about a woman doing a Zman Grama? Would we say Asi Dochalos Ase there? She doesn't have to do it. So it might relate to the sugya, the lumdis we said at the beginning of the sugya, and that is Hujra Dechuya. If you say it's Dechuya, that the Los Ase really exists, and you're just pushing it away with the Ase, then you might need a really strong assay to push it away. Only an assay that you have to do, that you have a choice. If it's hutra, it disappears, then maybe even if it's mitzvah, you don't have to do, but once you do it, if you're doing a mitzvah, so then you might say it, the athlos assay does not exist in this context. And once it's here, we have to mention it, what we mentioned many times in the past, and that is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's comment at the beginning of Kedoshim. The Gemara here compares Ishimov Aviv Tirov Eshapsose Tishmoru, and Chazal, as we mentioned, the Gemara mentions, says, why are these two put together? To tell me that if my father asked me to b'chal Shabbos, then I am not allowed to listen. Rabbi Yaakov gives another understanding about the connection between Shabbos and Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim, where he says, Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim is based on a hashkafa of Shabbos. After all, Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim makes sense, says Rabbi Yaakov. Every generation is better than the previous generation. More technologically advanced, more modern, more gadgets, right? I'm much better than my grandparents were. Right? They didn't even know what this was and what that was. So every generation is better off. So really, the older generation should be mechabed the younger generation. And we say no. Maybe that's what other nations believe. But we say that every generation closer to the source, closer to Adam, right? You see your Kabbalah Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closer to Har Sinai, they're better off. And we're further from the source. We're just standing on giant shoulders, but we're further. And therefore, if I believe in my Sabratius, if I believe in Shabbos, that's a basis. That's why Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim makes sense. Because the earlier generations are closer to the source. That's the story that goes along with this thought that Rabbi Yaakov was once on an airplane and a non-Jew saw like all his kids giving him such kavod and bimishamishim. And he says, how do you get your kids to do this? Give me such a kibbutz. So he told him this vart. He says, you believe that every generation is further from the monkeys, that every generation has more technology, and therefore, Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim doesn't make sense. But we believe in the opposite. We believe that every generation is further away. It's Rabbi Yaakov and the Emes Yaakov here. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Again, today is an example of a jam-packed daf. So much to talk about, and we'll have to touch on as many little items as we can, but we have to know Yosef Rimasha Karanu Kasuv Kan. There's a lot more here underneath the surface that come up, but you know we'll do our best. Again, as I mentioned on the first day, Yevamos gets a bad rap. I don't know why Yevamos has a certain reputation. There are certain dafim in Yevamos, but they are like that in every Masechta. There are certain more challenging dafim than others, but really you have to appreciate every dafim shas for what it is. Okay, we're up to the last word on the Amud. So the Gemara said, isn't this a good source for Ase Doch Alos Ase Sheish Bo Kares? If you wouldn't have had the Sef's unique limud, we would say that Yudut Se Doche, therefore that's why we need the Makar by Yibam to tell me not. So the Gemara says, lo, Lav Dimachamer, who says that your father told you to do an Alos Ase Sheish Bo Kares, and therefore this would be the Makar for Ase Doch Alos Ase Sheish Bo Kares? Maybe your father asked you to do something related to Shabbos, that it does not have Kares. Mechamer. What is Mechamer Achar Behemtos? That is a big discussion. What exactly is Mechamer? It's doing something with my animal. That's not Chayiv Kares, if I do it. Right? I'm only Chayiv Kares if I do something, one of the Lamates Malachas myself. If I have my animal do a Malacha, so then it is not Alos Asei Sheish Bokares. But what is Mechamer? That is a discussion in Masechta Shabbos. It's related to, but the question is, what's the difference between Shvisas Behemto? The Pasuk says, we say it on Shabbos, Losasa Kabalacha, Ata Uvincha Uvitecha, Atcha Vabascha Uvehemtecha. So, I have to make sure my animal doesn't work on Shabbos. My Kalim are allowed to work. Right, we pass it like Beis Hillel, Shvisas Kalim is Mutter, Mida Oraisa, I could have my Kalim, my Shabbos clock go on and off. If it's a loud cleat that makes a lot of noise, there might be an Issa Durabanan called Avshe Milsa. But, Mida Oraisa, Shvisas Kalim is Mutter. Shvisas Behemto is not Mutter. Mida Oraisa. So my animal is not allowed to do work. So what's Mechamer? Is Mechamer my animal doing work? Are they one and the same? Or not? Is this like different? The Gemara talks about Mechamer and Shvisas Behemto. It's two different things. So what exactly is the relationship? The Ramban in Masechta Shabbos is one that talks about this in the last parak, Kufnun Gimel, Kufnun Dalet. He says possibly Mechamer is included in the Losase Kamalacha, Tovachav Uvitecha, Uvemtecha, Ubehema Lavade, Shvisas Alecha, Ela Me'ase. Maybe there's a difference, says the Ramban, where you are involved in the animal's action. If your animal just works, it's a plane, so that's just the assay, lamanya nuach sharcha v'chamarcha. But if you help your animal, if you lead your animal, so that's included in the lo saseh of shrisas behemto, and that's what's called machamer. So maybe there's a difference between the assay and the lo saseh. Then he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam also discusses this asa maisa or not. He quotes Aram Moshe Zal Kasa Perachav Yilcha Shabbos Shim Hotzi Masa Al HaBehema Avishu Mitzuv Al Hashvisasa In Aloka Lefishi Yisur Bamechal Asay. Right, and he quotes Vudvarav Machamer Achabemto Ein Bo Israel Mishum Shvisasa Behema. He the Ramban assumes that the Rambam holds that it's one and the same Machamer and Shvisasa Behemto. And it is an asay. Then he quotes a couple of other examples. Also, what's the difference between choresh and machamer? That's a big question. Machamer means I'm leading my animal. What's the difference between the two? The Ramban asked that. Sarech tam bedavar, sharei choresh bebehemos. If I take my animal and I plow in my field. So basically, that's me doing the action. How do you plow? You have to use your hands? Right? You can use an animal. Sha'atovim tebcha hu kebechamer, sha'charisha bekoch behemu nasa. You put pressure on it, then you also do some of it. That is the Maisa Ha'adam. But if you're just like holding on to the leash and the animal's kind of going, so that's Mechamer, and that's not going to be the Isra Skila. But that is a big discussion one should be aware of. What is it only your animal? What if you use your friend's animal? Is that also Mechamer? But that is the Ramban. Feel free to look there in Shabbos, Kufnun, Gimel. But for our purposes, Mechamer is not a lav sheish bo kares, and therefore there's no raya from the context of kibud av ha'eim that ase would have been doche alos ase sheish bo kares. So Gemara says, wait a minute, that's such a great suggestion, now you have a problem the other way. So what does our pasuk say? If your father asks you to do mechamer, you're not allowed to listen. But now we're just saying mechamer is a regular los ase. So why don't you just say the regular principle of ase doche alos ase? Forget yeish bo kares. V'yafilu hachi lo dachi. So, throw it the other way. Why don't you have this as a makar that you don't say in general? It says the Gemara, and if you want to tell me, well, maybe it's not a good makar because shiny lave de Shabbos, de chamiri, maybe Shabbos, the context of Shabbos is more chamur, and therefore you cannot compare it. We'll get back to that line. Let's just finish the sentence. For Tana Ba'amakoi. But no, we have another Tana, as we'll see in a minute, V'lo Kaparech, that discusses Shabbos and does not say it is unique and can't be a limud. Where do you have that context? As follows. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Yochal Amar Lo Aviv Hitamei. If I'm a Kohen and my father tells me to be Mitami myself, why? Maybe there's a lost item in the cemetery and he's telling me to go return the lost item, right? To violate the Isser of Tumas Kohanim, to do the mitzvahs asay of Hashev Tishivei. Osha Amar Lo Al Tachzir. Or he tells me, don't return something in a case where I should. Yochal Yishma Lo. You might think he should. I shall listen to him. Tamalomar, what's the source for our Shabbos Aveda and Tumas Kohanim? Shabbos. Tamalomar, Shimo Baviv Tiro Veshapsoset Ishwaru. Kulam Chayavim Bichvodi? Question mark. So you see, Shabbos is not different. So we're back to the question that if it's about Machamer, then we're stuck, because this should be a makar that ain't Asay Dokalos Asay. And therefore, we have a problem. What does it mean, Shabbos Chamiri? So Pashas, it means the Isurei Daraisa of Shabbos are more chamor. Why? Rashi. Rashi says, second skinny line, Dekai Malon, Mechal Shabbos Ka'oved Avodas Kochavim. We know generally, if I do an Avera, I'm not a mumar for Kala Torah Kula. If I wear Shatnez, I'm not a mumar L'Kala Torah Kula. If I eat Treif, I'm not a mumar L'Kala Torah Kula. There are two that I'm a mumar L'Kala Torah Kula for, Shabbos and Avodah Zara. Those two. Shabbos is defining, and therefore Shabbos is always unique, is more chamor. So that's why you can't have Shabbos as a model. There's even a suggestion in some Rishonim. We generally don't seem to hold like this. What about a mumar li'isurei derabanan of Shabbos? Does that make me a mumar l'chol haTorah Kula? Because isurei derabanan of Shabbos do have special status. As we know, they even have a special name, a shvus. We don't call this a derabanan in any other area as shvus. Special name. Where does that come from? It comes from the word Shabbaso, and it comes from the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Emor. You know, the Yoma, we learned it yesterday. The Ramban in Parshas Emor tells us that the Torah says the word Shabbaso. have a state of Shabbason on Shabbos and Yontif. What does that mean? Says the Ramban. Nitztavinu, it is a well-known Ramban. The Ritva quotes this thought from the Ramban, his grand rabbi, right in Mesachos Shabbos also. Venerally, Shamedrush Hazel Omar, Shenitztavinu mina Torah lios lanu minucha biyantif afilu midvarim she'einan malacha. Included in the mitzvahs asei d'oraisa on Yontif and also Shabbos is not to do things that are also d'rabanan. That's included in the d'oraisa of Shabbason. Lo sheyitra kol hayom limdod hatvuos velishkol haperos v'hamatonos ulamale achavios yayin ulufanos hakelim v'gam avanim. I could spend my entire Yontif day not violating any issur d'oraisa. I could schlep things. I could have my store open and I'll pay on credit. I could do a lot of things. Business as usual. But says the Ramban, so you lose the whole time of Yontif and of Shabbos. That's why he says Shabbason. Shabbason means make it an environment of Shabbos / Yontif, a day of resting, a day of tranquility. Yelachem Shabbason, even from actions that are not the Oraisa. So that's where the word Shvus comes from this Ramban, from the word Shabbason. So even the Yisurei Derabbanan of Shabbos have a unique element. So there are even some Rishonim, Tosas and Erevin in one place seems to say that even the Yisurei Derabbanan of Shabbos make you a Mumma Lachal Tarakula. So we don't go, according to most Rishonim, we don't go that far, but that is the line of Shiny Lavi to Shabbos de Chamiri. But the Gemara ended off by saying it's not so unique, and therefore we have to go to a first answer this question, and then we'll have to come to a different source for our discussion. So the Gemara says, Ella Mishum de'ika lemifrach malahanach shekein hechsher mitzvah. This still, even though you're right, in this context, we would not listen to the father, even by Mechamer, and here you see Shabbos is not unique in this last context, still we wouldn't compare it to, let's say, Yibum. It wouldn't be a good marker for Yibum. Why? Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. What does that mean? So, Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi here says, when would you say the Aseh Dechalosa say in general, that's a case where you wouldn't have a choice. You wouldn't have a choice. So the case of keeping of an aim, you wouldn't have a choice. Because your father asked you to do something, you don't have a choice. It's machshir. Hechsher mitzvah doesn't mean like general hechsher mitzvah, what it means in Kol HaTarakula. But hechsher mitzvah here means you don't have a choice. Rashi says here, Te'ikah l'mifrach, the Rashi Ella, Malahanach shkotli basheli shekein hechsher mitzvah b'chilul Shabbos ba'akiras lo sasei hu mekayim asei tekibud v'zehu hechsher kiyumo. There is no way for me to listen to my parents without violating this Avera. There's no way. And therefore, that is going to be different than the case where we're trying to learn it from. Meaning, that's why if you wouldn't have said Afshapsosai Tishmaru, we would have said it is Docha, even though it's an Avera. But, and here's the key line, a very controversial line, which we'll have to come back to more than once in this Masechta. But by Yibum, Rashi says, it's not Hechsher Mitzvah. You don't have to do it. Why? You could do Chalitza. And that's already enough of the Mitzvah. Aval Yibum lo zeh bilvad Hechsher kiyamaseh sher yochol lachlotz v'lo yakor lav shel erva v'lo itzrich alei. What does Rashi seem to say? The Mitzvah of Yibum is possible because after all, you can do Chalitza. Ask Tosfos. Ask all the Rishonim. What is Rashi talking about? Yibum and Chalitza are two separate Mitzvos. And if you say the definition of Hechsher Mitzvah means, well, in order to do this Mitzvah, you have to do the Avera, so that applies to Yibim too. Who cares that you can do Chalitza? You have another option that's available to you from the Dinei HaTorah. But if Yibim is primary, let's say, so what does Chalitza have to do with it? So that's a big problem that Tosfos and the other Rishonim ask on Rashi. And Tosfos also says, whatever, if you don't have a Zikah of Yibim, what did we say a couple of days ago? You don't have a Zikah of Chalitza. Kol she'ola liYibim, ola liChalitza. And vice versa. See, if you can't do Yibam, it's going to go together. So what do you mean? On a Daraisa level, you won't be able to do Yibam, but you can do Chalitza. That shouldn't be. But Rashi seems to be having this idea that Chalitza is already a Shemetz of, they're in the same world. They're in the same world. And the other Rishonim don't really like that. That's why they give a different pshat of what Hechsher Mitzvah here means. They quote a Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel here says, Hechsher Mitzvah means by kibud av ha'eim, you know why you need a special marker to tell me you're not allowed to do it? Because it's not ba'idna. It's not at the same time. You're going to first violate it to lo sasei and cook for me, please. So what's the mitzvah? Bringing my father the food. Not doing the Avera. The Avera happens first. So that's what Tosfos quotes Rabbi Chanan, 5 lines from the bottom. That we're going back to the discussion of Mechamer, and we say, actually, mitzvah, kishem Mechamer, umetame, meniach, milahatra aveda, tilahavi goes also aviv, bishas tachias alav, ein ma'achilo umal bisho. It's not at the same time. That's the difference between kibbut of the aim and the others. Avo ba'alma, but by other contexts, maybe you would say, asidokalosa say. And that's why this isn't a good makar to say, oh, it's not allowed here because it's not at the same time. That is the discussion of Rashi and Chanan again, Machlokas. What does it mean here? Shekein Hechsher mitzvah. One other makar to quote here, and that is there's another Trumas Hadeshen. I had one a couple of days ago. Trumas Hadeshen quotes our Gemara as meaning Hadakai Malon. He says, what happens if it's Chanukah? And I light Chanukah candles. And they blow out. They go out. So usually we pass a maker and then kafsa ein zakakla. You don't have to relight it. Once you lit it in a place where it should have been lit, it wasn't like in a windy place where I could have forecasted that it would have been lit the whole time. But it's a case where it should have stayed lit and some ones occurred. Maker, then I don't have to relight it. What if I lit it on Erev Shabbos and it went out before Shabbos? So it really was not lit at any of the time that it was Mekayim the Mitzvah. So is that also, do I also say I don't have to relight it? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, Yireh de'ein zakik lo afilu ki agavna. I don't have to relight it even in that context. And the question is why? How do I know that in that context, as long as I set up what I should have done, and the mitzvah, all the conditions of the mitzvah were in place, that's good enough. How do I know that it is good enough? He says, "Mi dimivarchinon mi ba'od yom." Asher k'neshadu b'mitzvah b'sivano ha'degder shel Chanukah. V'yavol gav da'akati leka mitzvah. What, are you going to say it's a hefsik the first 20 minutes? No. It must be that this is also part of the mitzvah. Al karka chayno taimo debishum di'yefshar binyan acher chashiva hechsher mitzvah. Because it's impossible, meaning I need to do this first 50 minutes to get to the later part, this is also called Hechsher Mitzvah, the first stage of the mitzvah. Where do I see this? That the first part of a mitzvah is called a Hechsher Mitzvah? Look in Yevamos, in Tosfos and Avav. Right, he says, Rabbi Chananel's Pshat, that he calls, right, it's considered part of Kibbut Av HaEim, the Shechting, even though the mitzvah is only afterwards bringing the food to my father. But the Gemara here still calls it Hechsher Mitzvah. The Afilu Boy Lamemar Hasam, the Litchi Losa Seishesh Bakaris. There was a Havamina here. Even a Losa Seishesh Bakaris would have been Doche. Ha Kaman, the Chashiv Kiyama Seh, Behechsher Mitzvah, Kemoba Mitzvah Atzma. Velachin Mevarchen Alei, Ulachinami, Im Kafsa, Ein Zakikla, if it went out, because it already has the label of the Mitzvah. One. The father is asking Shech, but the father doesn't want you to stop Shech. He wants you to bring the food. After shechting, right? That relates to the last part I wanted to mention. And your point of that is what? He stops saying you to shecht, he doesn't want the food? Is there a mitzvah of kibbut av ha'eim if my father asks me to do something that he gets no benefit from? Zero. Like Paro asking the Mitzrayim just to do something that he gets no benefit from. Mahavdil. Is there a mitzvah of Seder Raisa to listen to my father even if he asks me to do something that he gets no benefit? He stops asking me to do something because he wants to see me run around like a Meshugana. Right? He wants to see me. Kibbut av ha'eim. No, that's what I say that the father should do that. But what if my father asks me something that he gets no benefit from? So the Ritva, it's a machlokas rishonim. The Ritva is mashmir that there's no chiyuv to listen. No chiyuv. There's a chiyuv if it makes sense. He wants you to do something for him. But it's kibur avaim. But if he says tells you to do something and there's no chiyuv, so there's no, he's not going to get any benefit from it, doesn't have to do with him, there's no mitzvah. Where does this come up? The Maharik. The Maharik is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Maharik in Kuf Samach Vav has a tshuva. What if my father doesn't like the girl that I'm going out with? And I want to marry her. She's a great girl. She has Ala Milos, great family, great everything. But for some reason, my father doesn't like it. So I have to listen to my parents. Keep it up, eh? He doesn't like it. So Marik says, in that case, again, we're not poskening here, but we're just saying, Marik says, you don't have to listen to your father in that case. Quote in Shulchan Aruch. Right? If, as long as this, there's no glaring problem here, why? Marik says, what does this have to do with the father? Okay, in general, it's about family issues. But he says, "Nirlani is daiti, shem he isha hau genis lo." If it's all great, it's a great girl. She ain't koch biad haav limchos biad haben. Right? There's no power of the father to do it. He quotes a couple of reasons, and then he quotes Va'od, Dekarov Adavar Be'enai Leos Kimitzave Lavra al Divrei Torah. It's like your father asking you to do an Aveira. Why? Shariyam Rabbo Sayyidu also Adam Shayikadish as a Isha Chirena. Right? You're not allowed to get married unless you see the girl. Gemara in Kiddushin. Ela Sha'achshav Hutar Penyakad Benu Acher. But if you don't see her and you find your mocha because you don't want anybody else to get her, so you're allowed to. Hare Sheik Pidu Shayikach Isha Shayachbotspa. Vitipsachain Be'enav. Vachain Bekaba Makomos. Chashucha Chabim Lechabi V'isha Albaila. Right, the husband and wife have to love each other. For Heshiv Rabbeinu Asher, Dima'av Mitzav Al Benosh Leidaber and Ploni V'lo Yimchalo Al Masha Asalo Azman Katsuv V'chulu. The father, the son doesn't have to listen. Hakanami Lo Shno Lefirni Azdaiti Me'achar Sheish B'Davar Nidnu Naveira. Wow, it's like the father telling you to get married to somebody you don't want to. So I'm not allowed to do that. Tov Zorechel Kamocha. The Gemara says in the second parak in Kiddushin, and therefore he says it is a mutter. And then he says. He continues, it says, what does that have to do with the father? It has to do with you. It's like your father asks you to just do something, stam. It does affect him, that's true. It's not an exact parallel to our discussion. But that is the Maharik. And just to mention one other, and then we'll continue. The Birch HaShmuel, we haven't mentioned the Birch HaShmuel in many months, maybe even years. The Rav Baruch Ber, Talmud of Rav Chaim, so we have a Baruch Ber, we have a Birch HaShmuel on Yevamos. So there he's Mechalik. In Pshat of a Rashba, he says, there are two parts of Kibbutz of the Aim. What if my father asks me to do something specific and I don't listen? Sometimes it's a bittul asay. It's a bittul asay. I violated. So, says the Birch HaShmuel, Yeshno yeshne ofane kibud. Yeshno ofan echashu guf asay shal Torah. Vim over alzeh havi mevatel mitzvah asay. That is a case where my father gets hana from it. My father asks me to get him a drink. I don't get him a drink. Chas v'shalom. I'm being mevatel the mitzvah. But if there's something, my father has me to do something, and it gets no hanah from it. It is included in the mitzvah, but if you don't do it, it's not a bittul asay. You just lost the opportunity to do the mitzvah. And only part type one is strong enough to do asay docha lo asay. Dilini litchos bein gufa asay. V'heruli sheikasa bibir grabi yarodeya. Okay, that is Birch HaShmuel's chilek between two different types of a command that my father gives me. Viter. So Ella, about the 11th line or so. So we're still looking for a makar, for an ase doch elos ase sheish bokaris. Ella salgada de chabida tesi bidya besa migdash. Maybe you learned it from bidya besa migdash. Detanya yachol ye bidya besa migdash docha shabbos. You might think building the besa migdash is docha shabbos. Tabalomar eshap sosai tishmoru migdashi tiro. Pause at the end but it's also in Vayikra. Kulchab chayam mechvodi. My love, bebona v'soser. Right? You might think, we would assume, what is the case talking about? That the Torah says, don't build a base of English on Shabbos by Malachas Daraisa. Binyan and Stira. The time at the cause of Rechabad Eshep Sosin Tishvower. The only reason you cannot do it is because of the Pasuk. Halav hachi tachi. But were it not for this, so that I would say it is doche. There's our makar. Asei doche lo sasei sheish bokares. That's why you need the Torah to tell me that, no, in this context, it is usur. So the Gemara now is the same shakal v'tari as we had before. One second. Lo, lav de mechamer. No, maybe we're talking about mechamer. And therefore, it's not kares. V'yafilo achi lo dachi. So now this is a makar for stam lo sase. It's not doche. So el dekai v'la dasi yasei v'dochi lo sase. Ligmer mehacha de lo dachi. Say from here, regular. It's not doche. V'chitei mashani lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri. And if you want to say Shabbos is unique, v'atana ba'amakoi. But what do you mean? We have a general Tana that has Shabbos as a model, v'lo kaparech. And it is not bothered by the uniqueness of Shabbos. Detanya, as we just quoted above, yochol amar lo aviv itameh yoshar amar lo ataksir, yochol yishar amar lo tar, v'lo b'yishir yov aviv taro, tiro v'chulu v'gomer, kulchem chayavim b'chvodi. El b'shub digal b'frach malahan ashkin hechsher mitzvah. Right, same rejection as before. But one second, hechsher mitzvah tepog lemehasam. But now you have two contexts of hechsher mitzvah. The two contexts that kibud av aim and binyan beis hamikdash. They're both not doche, but you don't need two sources to tell me the same thing. So the Gemara says in achinami, you're right. You can understand it as the same thing. So one of them we're going to have to say is really teaching me something else. Teaching me a different halacha, which we'll get to in a second. Just parenthetically, keep in mind, there is a beautiful Meshech Chachma, if you never saw it, highly recommended. The Meshech Chachma, I think it's the beginning of Vayakel, where the Meshech Chachma suggests, yeah, the first Meshech Chachma in Vayakel, where he suggests that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is only not Doche Shabbos post-Egel. Post-Egel, where our Binyan Beis HaMikdash was going to bring the Shekhinah. There wasn't a Hashras HaShekhinah before we built the Mishkan, and that is why it was not Doche Shabbos. But before the Cheta Egel, where Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachati B'Socham B'Soch Kalechad V'Echad, there was already Hashras HaShekhinah in Klal Yisrael, that even Binyan Beis HaMikdash would have been Doche Shabbos. And that's why he explains why the juxtaposition of Shabbos and the Egel before and after, as we know, we have it in Mishpat Mitzumen Tzaveh and Mitzumen Tzaveh Kisisa, and then we have it in Vayakel and Pekudei, right? We have Vayakel Pekudei has Shabbos before the Mishkan, and before the Egel we have Mishkan and then Shabbos, and then Shabbos, right? We have a Shamru right before the Mishkan, right after the right before the Egel, after the Mishkan. That's what he explains here. Of a binyan haMishkan haMikdash lo dachi Shabbos, to cause man to lo nivne haMikdash ein shchina shor b'Yisrael, ubeemsayot haMishkan uMikdash hashchina shor b'Yisrael. V'kol zman shel ein shchina shor halo lo nitche Shabbos, avo kodem shalsu bnei Yisrael haEgel halo hayat nai b'chol makom asher azgur shmi avoy lecho v'erachticha v'shchina shor b'Yisrael b'shelo beemsayos haMishkan oz. So it was not doche. Beautiful. So we continue. So says the Gemara. In Achinami, so what do you could you use that pasuk for? What else could that pasuk be teaching me? As follows, you might think that there's a mitzvah to be in awe of the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash. You might have thought that. Tabalomar, no. Eshapsosik Dishrabis, Mikdashi Tiro, Kapir Shabbos and Mikdash, Nemra Shmira Bishabis, Vinemra Mora Bimikdash, it says by both, Mashmira Hamura Bishabis, Lo Mishabis Atamis Yare, Ella Mimisha Hizrela Shabbos. Shabbos is not something tangible, right, in a halachic sense. Who do you have to be Shomer from? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's what Shmira Shabbos means. From the one who commanded Shabbos. So Af Mora Ha'amura B'Mikdash, Lomi Mikdash Atam Yisiyarei, Elam Mimisha Hizra Ala Mikdash, only from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the one who warned about Mikdash. Ve'zehu Mora Mikdash, what does that mean? It means certain behaviors out of a recognition of the Hashras HaShechina in the Mikdash. That's what we learn from the comparison of Shabbos to Mikdash. And what is that? What is Ezo Mara Mikdash? Lo yikanes adam b'harabayis b'maklo. You can't go out to harabayis with one's walking stick, b'mino, b'pundaso, u'ba'avak shagave raglov, my shoes, my money belt, the dust on my feet, v'lo yasenu kapandaria v'rakika migavach omer. As is discussed in Brachas, I can't use it as a shortcut. I can't spit in harabayis based on a kal vachomer. Continue. V'ein li elibis b'hatshe b'esa Mikdash kaya. This is only Bizban where we have a physical Beis HaMikdash. Bizban Shei Beis HaMikdash Kayim Minayim. How do I know that it's not the building itself? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's behind the building. Meaning, even after there is no building, Minayim Tamalomer, Shepsos HaDishmo, Mikdash Yitiro, Mashmir Hamura B'Shabes La'olam, Afmor Hamura B'Mikdash Le'olam. Good. Why is it more obvious that Shabbos is about the commander of Shabbos than the Mikdash is about the commander of the Mikdash? And therefore, just like Shabbos, so do Mikdash. Why is it more obvious? The Tosfos says on top. Because by Mikdash, we at least have a structure. And we know there are certain structures in Halacha that have Kedusha. Physical items. Kisvei HaKodesh. Right? We have items that have Shabbos. It's a Davar Shebekdusha. Tosfos says on top, Ala Gabi HaMikdash, it's Rech Mishav Davi Davar Shebekdusha. Right? What are you going to bow down to by Shabbos? By Kibbutz Aveim, are you going to bow down to your father? Right, there's no havamina. Gabi aviv lo hutzruch lo marked the pshita shlo yishtachav lo l'shem elokus. Aval gabi mikdash yitzruch mishum dahave davar shebekdusha. Rav Moshe, in the Drash Moshe, in the end of Bahar, then the Bahar also is a pasuk. Eshapsos etishvaru mikdash yitiro. So Rav Moshe there discusses what's the connection between Shabbos and mikdash. So again, Chazal have Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. We had the connection between Shabbos and Kibbutz Aveim, an additional connection besides what Chazal say. So here Moshe has another one. Besides what we just quoted in our Gemara, what is the connection between Shabbos and Mikdash? So Moshe says, in many other religions, the religion is based on and only applies in their temples. You got to be a good person in the makom that you worship the your creator, even if you believe in the creator. But Am Yisrael doesn't believe in that. Don't think that, oh, Beis HaMikdash, oh, that's where you have to be a good Jew. Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is everywhere. Says Ramosha, Venirishu inyan acher, shelo yilmon meirabo nachri lavod as Hashem Yisbarach, kederach sheibovdin as Yerasam, sheheim kol avodasam emunasam hubabate tifla shalahem, ubibayis osin kolatoevos. They can do whatever they want in their house. And because of that, they come to think that there's something inherent about the bias. Yes, we have a mitzvah of tzorach liram in amigdash. Nitzavinu behekesh l'shabbos. Yevamis dafav. Baruch Hashem. V'lo nitzavinu klal al bati kedesis nitzivu imamish. But without the kedusha there, so then there's nothing there. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one makom that there's no din of kavod beis haknesses, that there's no Torah there. The Torah and the Aron, that radiates out. That gives it Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Just like the Aron gives the Mikdash, Kedushas Mikdash. And even Bizman HaZeh, the Aron is there, buried underneath. And that is the connection between the two of Mikdash and Shabbos. Don't think that the religion remains in the Mikdash. Okay, weiter. Ella. So we're still stuck. We're still looking for a makar. Where do we say ase docha los ase sheish bokaris so that we can explain why we need a makar for yibum? Ela salka daitach amina teisime havara. Learn it from havara. Havara, the iser of lighting a fire on Shabbos. Where, what is that? The tan of the very bishmal. Again, a very big Shas topic, which we're not going to go totally into right now. Lo savar weish b'chal bosh mosechem. The Torah tells me don't light a fire on Shabbos. Even though it already told me, don't do any malacha, mata malomar. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to mention, don't light a fire, if we have losasakha malacha, teaching me all malacha Shabbos? So, machlokas tanoim. Mata malomar, what do you mean? What is it teaching me? It's a machlokas we know from elsewhere. Ilu Rab Yosi lolav, ilu Rab Nasan lechalek. We know, there's a machlokas. Titanya, havar lolav yatsas divar Rab Yosi. Rab Yosi says, you know why it mentions losavaru eish? Because you might have thought, to violate malacha Shabbos, you have to do all the malachas of Shabbos. To get skila. Kamashvlan, Rabbi Yossi says, the Torah says one, beferish, to teach me that even just one. I'm sorry, that's Rabbi Nassim. That was Rabbi Nassim lechalik yatsas. Each one is mechulak. Rabbi Yossi is lalav yatsas. Lalav means that lighting a fire is bumped down one level. Even though all other malachis are skila and kares, but lighting a fire, for whatever reason, right, halachically though, lalav, it's just a lav, lalav yasas, it's just coming to be a lav. That's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasa. So, what's the Gemara asking? What is losvarish teaching me? We know, it's either lalav yasas or lachalik yasas. V'yama rava, tana moshavos kokashali. No, what we're bothered by here is by the next phrase. It says, b'chol moshavosechem. You're not allowed to light a fire anywhere. Moshavos matam alomer. What is that? Why do you need that for? Michdi, Shabbos, chovas agufi. Shabbos has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael specifically. It's chovas aguf. Chovas aguf no heges beim ba'aretz beim b'chutz la'aretz. Even though there's a Ramban that says every mitzvah that you do in Eretz Yisrael is different than every mitzvah outside, but still, Shabbos is Shabbos everywhere. So why do you have to tell me? Moshavos tachad rachmada Shabbos lamali. What do you have to tell me that you have to keep Shabbos everywhere? Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar Tamar Echad. Because of the following: Lafishad Amar v'chiyet beishchet mishpat maves v'humas. There's a mitzvah del raisa of bezdin putting people to death on any day of the week. Shomea ani bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. I might think that Bezdin could even put somebody to death on Shabbos. Umani mekai mechalalei mos yumas. And what do I do with the fact that there's an issur of chalal Shabbos? B'shar malachas chutzi misas Bezdin. That's the case by regular malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. But maybe Bezdin is allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos. Even though there's a malacha of shchita. Even though there's a malacha, other malachas involved in that. Oh, eino elaf yilu misas Bezdin. Or do I say no? Even Bezdin can't put somebody to death on Shabbos. Subani mekayim v'humas, b'chov, lo b'Shabbos. And when Bezdin has the mitzvah to put somebody to death, it means on weekday. Oedu ela afilu b'shabes. Back and forth. Which is it? Tama lomar lo savar weish b'chol moshvo seichem. That's why you need this pasuk. It says by Shabbos, don't light a fire in any of your moshavos. Ula halanu omer, and there by the mitzvah of putting a murderer to death, it says, v'hayu eila lachem l'chukas b'shpat l'daro seichem b'chol moshvo seichem. Just like there in Bamidbar, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, it Moshavos there means even Bezdin, meaning it's talking about Bezdin, not even, it's talking about Bezdin, putting somebody to death. So to here, in the pasuk of Lo Savaru Eish, it's included in that as Bezdin. And the Torah tells me, you're not allowed to do it. So what did we say so far just now? We have a Makar, Lo Savaru Eish, Bechal Moshavos Seichem. Beis Din is not allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos. So one second. Who is this according to? Lo Savaru, meaning, and what malach is being included here? Lo Savaru, that's Srefa. Srefa, we burn hot lead. We burn, heat up hot lead. That's the malach of Bishol, or Savara, which we'll get to in a second. And it says, you're allowed to do that. And the Torah has to go out of its way to tell me, don't do that. So my lav Rabbi Nassan, he damar lachalik yatsas. So isn't this according to Rabbi Nassan, who holds lachalik, meaning lighting a fire at Shabbos is a los asei sheish bo kares. And the Torah has to go out of its way to tell me that the asei of Misas Bezdin is not doche the los asei. So here we go. Here's another makar. V'tayim otechaz rachman lo savaru. And the only reason it's asr is because it says lo savaru. Halav hachidachi. Were it not for this special limud, we would say it's not, it is doche. See, so here's our makar. That asay is usually doche lo sasay sheyesh bo kares. So Gemara says, no raya, lo Rav Yossi. Maybe this could be like Rav Yossi shita. It's only a lav. Lav yasas. V'tevi nabi Rav Yossi. Okay, fine. It's Rav Yossi. We still have a raya. Why? Emir dam Rav Yossi havar lav yasas havar gredasa. Fine. Just lighting the fire is a lav. But there are other malachas involved here by Mises Bezdin. Havar de Bezdin bishul psiluhu. You're cooking the lead that you're going to put down the throat. V'yamar Rav Sheshes bali bishul psilim bali bishul samanim. Says bishul. And according to everyone, even according to Rav Yossi, bishul is also darai sasheish b'kareis. So isn't this a good makar? For an asay being doche a los asay sheyesh bo karis. Good. So that is where we'll have to continue with Baruch Hashem next time with Amar. But just one or two points before we stop. And that is the Minchas Chinuch notes that the Rambam and the Chinuch both count los savaru eish as a separate los asay daraisa. Bezdin is not allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos or give them malchus. Separate los asei daraisa. Ask the Minchas Chinuch without giving an answer. He says, I don't understand. Look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says, why is it usher for Bezdin to do it? Because of Chilul Shabbos. So once the Torah is Megala, that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, so why isn't this the regular los asei of los asa kol malacha? Why is this a separate one of the 613? It should be a separate, it should be included. Once that, why, there was, let's think, step one, step two, step three. Step one, you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Step two, oh, you might have thought that Bezdin is allowed to when they do a mitzvah. Step three, no, they're not allowed to. So step three, doesn't that go back to step one? What we would call, in using the language of Tosfos Maseches Beitza, a hadre li sura kama. You go back to the original isser. Right, just like you have an isser of cooking on Yontif, and then you have a heder of ochel nefesh. But when you don't have a heder of ochel nefesh, isn't that the regular isser of hadre li sura kama here too? Why do you count it as a separate los asay? He does not answer the question. Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe the isser here that was more expansive. The isser isn't just based on chilul Shabbos, but it's also based on not giving an onesh on Shabbos. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses it. Kuf Yudalid, part of the Tama Mitzvah here is because we want everybody to have Menucha on Shabbos. Right? We know that in Shabbos and Gehenna have Menucha on Shabbos. Right? So even, we don't want anybody, so that's why we don't want to give any punishments on Shabbos. Right? That is the Chinuch's idea. So suggested the Rav Soloveitchik, maybe any Onesh. What? L'may Nafkamina. It's a Chil Shabbos anyway. What about being Kone somebody? Making them pay a fine on Shabbos. Making them pay a fine. So, if you didn't have this pasuk, maybe you would have said that's only in Siddur Rabbanan, a mekachu memkar, of money, a muksa, but maybe it's included in the Yisr Daraisa, of Osvaro Yish B'chol Bashvo Seichem, because that is about being ma'anish on Shabbos and Yontif, and that's why it would be included in the Yisr. Or another example, the Ramah. The Ramah says in Ilcha Shabbos, Shin Lamites, you're not allowed to put somebody in jail on Shabbos. Lachain haya aser litpos ulahachlis lebesa sohar mishes chayveza onesh kedeshalo yivrach the kol shekain she aser la alkosa. Why the Rama says because that's part of din. It's a rabbanan of din, But that's the Rama and Shilama Tesev Dalet. You look at Rav Nevenzal's Mishnah Brura on the bottom. So he says sometimes parents will not let their kids go out on put them somewhere. I don't know if they lock them up, but put them somewhere in a room, not let them come out. He says maybe it's included in this Rama from Nevenzal, right? It includes Rama that you gotta put him in the base. So maybe sometimes kids feel their whole house is in jail, but nothing you can do about that. But in any case, that's if you could come up with halachic. Onshim that are not violating Shabbos, that would be a nafkamina. So knas, asurim, what about nidui, putting somebody in excommunication? Assuming that's an onesh on a Shabbos. These are all examples that might help out to answer the Minchas Chinuch's question. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Amar, Hashem, again, the Torah's daf will be put up from the last cycle. The next two, Hashem, we'll pick up on Monday morning here, 6:45. Okay, we'll stop here.